Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Tri-County winner Alex Beggs. Then we'll speak with legendary Pittsburgh racer, promoter, announcer, and radio host Don Gamble. Then we'll have a conversation with motorsports photographer Josh James. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in South Carolina at Anderson. Cody Kelly got that one. Leighton Sullivan won the Blue Ridge Go at Lancaster. Dylan Archie Adams, Brandon White in victory lane at Cherokee. Sumter to Reed Christensen, while Christian Thomas wins Lakeview and Shun Thomas wins at Lawrence. Marion County in Florida to Philip Best. Cody Stickler and Bray Holmes win at Auburndale. Brody Bernhardt a winner at Hendry. Alabama at Hollis to Jeff Page. Brayton Skinner wins at Talladega. Sonoya in Georgia to Corey North, while Junior Whitener wins Sugar Creek. Tocoa, Madison Coker, and Paris Simmons getting the big trophies. Brandon McDaniel wins Cochran. Winder Barrow to Nick Sellers. And Cass Fowler up at North Georgia is the winner. Langley in Virginia. Connor Hall back at victory lane. Garrett Kilman wins with Natural Bridge to Tyler Bear. And Rusty Clendenin, the checkers at Lonesome Pine. Tazewell in Tennessee to Corey Hedgecock. Anthony White wins Wartburg. Kingsport to Cope Higgins. Zach Seiss wins Bulls Gap. I-75 to Ryan Timms. North Carolina, East Lincoln Speedway. Tylan Trammell gets the micro sprint win. Dustin Rumley wins again at Ace. Carteret to Chrissy Wallace. Carolina Sprints, Caleb Scarborough gets the win at Gastonia. Wake County to Carson Hayslip. Justin Mitchell wins Southern National. Harris to Nathan Price. And Brown and Spini split the mod wins at Bowman Gray. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Tri-County Speedway winner Alex Meggs. Alex, welcome to the show, and look like a heck of a field of drivers you beat there, even some young up-and-coming talent up there racing against you.
Yes, sir, Lenny. Thanks for having me on tonight. Yeah, it was a great race. Arthur Gama, he's from Brazil. It was his first ever race on oval, and it was a photo finish with him there at the end.
So fun to see new names in on the racetracks and new to us here. Alex Meggs, winner at Tri-County Speedway from 11th. And I saw some of the quotes, Alex. Phil Combs, veteran announcer up there, said it was the most exciting race he had ever saw at Tri-County. And Lee McCall, for him, getting his 159th win for Hawk McCall Motorsports with you at the wheel. What does that mean for you to get a victory for a guy with 158 other ones that have been pretty legendary as well?
Man, it was pretty cool. Lee, you know, he was saying that was probably one of the coolest wins that he's ever had.
Well,
throughout his career,
Lee has certainly had some great drivers and some fantastic finishes and all the rest, but he's got another hot wheelman. Alex Beggs, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, which are engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. Well, the track up at Tri-County repaves this, that, and the other. But you started back there in 11th. I remember you used to have a mullet. Now you shaved that off. Is that why you qualified so bad? What happened?
Man, that may have been what it was. Man, back whenever I had the mullet, I actually used to qualify pretty good. And I don't know, that might just be, you know, as far as qualifying, it could just be me getting caught up in the moment of having to go out there and run a fast lap. And me and Lee, we were talking about it. This weekend after qualifying, me and him weren't happy with our qualifying result. And we came to the conclusion, I just need to calm down a little bit and just stop overdriving the corner. Like, for instance, this weekend, I overdrove the corner and I just made the car tight.
So you go in a little too deep and it changes where the car's position is, and that, you know, washes it up. But how about during the race? You had to show patience going around and trying to pick off 10 other guys in front of you. How did you pull these moves off? What was it like coming through the pack there to get the victory on the last lap?
Well, you know, from the start, we busted off pretty fast. I think by lap 10, we were in sixth place. There was actually a caution there at lap 10 or 11, and we found ourselves in sixth there. We went bat green for, I would say it was 30-ish laps. And at the next caution, we had our we found ourselves in fourth, I believe.
Hmm.
Those last two spots are pretty hard to pick off.
Did I read right? Alex Meggs, by the way, is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Tri-County Speedway winner from 11th, giving Hawk McCall Motorsports their 159th victory for that vaunted franchise. Those last two spots, I understood you had run three wide for like five laps all the way up pretty much to the finish. How did you even hold your breath, or what were you doing in the car to make all this happen?
It all went through pretty quick. Like it really didn't feel like five laps, man. It felt more like two or three laps. You know, we would dive into the corner. I would send it three wide on the bottom. And then on the straightaway, I would kind of fall back into line. And then in the next corner, I'd throw it in there and make it three wide again. And coming through the white flag, I was trying to, you know, kind of push the leader into the corner into turn one a little bit faster than he wanted to go in, make him a little bit uncomfortable. I was just going to turn under him. But on entry, I figured out, or I saw that he actually overdrove his corner, trying to kind of wash the car up on his outside. And he left the whole bottom open, and I just slipped under him there and found myself leading coming off of turn two.
Alex Meggs takes what Phil Combs said was the most exciting race he'd ever seen at Tri-County Speedway. That's saying something for a guy who was his dad was the first ever flagman here at Charlotte and did a lot of other races across the country. Alex Meggs, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. He's got that trophy, but kind of help me, you know, you do the slider basically on the guy in turn two and you point down towards three. You still got two corners to go. What's going through your head? Are you watching the mirror? Are you trying to hear him, feel him? How are you able to make this final set of corners and get the checkers?
Well, my spotter, Jason, you know, he was up top and he said, go, man, go. You're all clear. And I entered turn three on the bottom. And my plan was to just kind of let the car wash up a little bit and kind of block that outside line. Because at Tri-County, you can run three different groups. That's why that track's so amazing.
Alex, thanks for taking the time. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit HuntBrothersPizza.com.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper, rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm Andrew Kurland, along with David Stiles, here to give you the latest NASCAR news and opinions each weekday on PRN's Garage Pass. You'll hear everything from race recaps to feature stories, industry news, and chatter from around the garage.
I just think it's interesting to see kind of what your heart rate does in moments of calm or, you know, when things start to ramp up and how quickly it can kind of recover from that.
With Garage Pass, you won't miss a moment from green to checkered flag.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend this August as we host New England's only NASCAR Cup Series weekend. Live performances, driver appearances. Don't forget to keep an eye on NHMS.com as we count down to New England's only NASCAR Cup weekend, August 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, New England's big track, where it's always about family, friends, and fun.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track. The city of Pittsburgh is a city of champions in many sports, where legends are earned over the long, tough events and years of battle. Our next guest was a championship-winning racer. He was a promoter, a track announcer, and the host of the Pittsburgh region's most respected racing show, Rappin' on Racing. And on June 20th, Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway will honor Don Gamble with the running of the inaugural Don Gamble Silver Cup Open Vintage Race. Don Gamble is our guest joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. His travels have limited him in recent years, so he won't be on the mic that night, but we thought we'd ask him a few questions here about his fantastic career so that those could hear back home. Let's start with June of 1979 when Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway opened. Don, what was that race like that day and all the excitement I'm sure that was around it as well?
Well, everyone was excited, all the drivers, because it was a new track and the newest of all the tracks in the area. Big half mile, perfectly manicured. Some of the best drivers in the tri-state area raced there. And everybody was excited about
it. It's a half mile, was a half mile and still is. But wasn't there going to be a different shape beforehand?
Yes, Nick Garin wanted to build a 1 mile track. And when people are at Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, if they look over the back straightaway, they can still see the configuration of where the 1 mile track would have been.
Wow. We're talking with Don Gamble on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Don's a championship-winning racer, promoter, track announcer, host of Pittsburgh's Regionals' most respected radio show, Rapid On Racing, and a great friend of mine that I've been so blessed to gotten to know over the years. And here's some of these stories, like about the racing and the rough and tumble of days back when. To win a championship back in those days, you had to be tough on and off the track. How did you pull off, doing that, or did you in your racing career? Were you always the angel that you are now?
Well, I was never criticized for being a dirty driver, and I had a wonderful pit crew. I teamed up with Ron Haisley and his family, and it was Gamble Haisley Racing, and they were amazing. And, you know, today it's hard for guys to get a lot of help, but there were times where there'd be 16 guys on our crew. And they could do anything, and that helped. And then given the choice, if I'm running second and then the leader, you know, I could take them out and win the race, I would not do that. That just wasn't in my DNA. I would not take someone out to win a race.
But, you know, from what I remember at these lunches you and I have been at, there was once or twice where a promoter had to advise you of things. Do you remember any of those?
Well, I was probably, I think of all the tracks I raced at, I won at least one time. But I've been thrown out of all the tracks except Pittsburgh. And, you know, or I would say, I'm never coming back to this track. Well, never was 7 days. But if they threw you out, it might be a couple of weeks.
But, wow. Don had a special special relationship on and off the track with all of those Pittsburgh promoters, racers, and individuals in so many ways, all the way through the fantastic career he had. He is on our ProFabrication.com hotline today chatting with us. And the ProFabrication.com hotline is brought to us by Gasco Gaskets. Engineered for maximum seal and durability, Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. So unlike other places, not getting thrown out of Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, probably a good thing. And with that, what do you say to the folks at PPMS about running the inaugural Don Gamble Silver Cup coming up on Saturday, June 20th?
Well, it's a real honor, and I want to thank all the people that worked so hard. There's too many to mention to pull this together. It's incredible, and I'm very proud of what they're doing. Tyler Harris, the general manager down there, has gone over and above to take care of all these teams that want to come in. And just makes me feel good that enough people want to be there and make this a success.
The inaugural Don Gamble Silver Cup will run Saturday, June 20th. At Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. It is the Gamble Silver Cup Open Vintage Race for vintage modifieds, coupes and coaches, and vintage late models. Should be a spectacular event. And you had some pretty good events and such when you were announcing at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway with another legend, Dale Carnahan. Got any stories from back in those days?
He was such a pleasure to work with. The man was amazing, whether it was racing or high school sports. He was very, very good at what he did. Well, Dahl and I would talk back and forth on headsets, you know, just to make sure we were all on the same page. And one night he said, Chip Ganassi's here. Go get an interview. So I'm out on search and rescue. Where the heck is Chip? And I find out he's on the roof of Ed Lynch Jr.'s hauler. So I climb up the ladder, and we got the interview, and I corresponded back and forth. Probably one of the most fun interviews we ever did, but I never knew what he was going to suggest or who he wanted me to run down and interview, but it was real a pleasure working with him. He was honored. Well, he's in the – there's three people in the Latrobe Hall of Fame. Mr. Rogers, the famous golfer from Latrobe, and Dal Carnahan.
Wow, Arnold Palmer, Mr. Rogers, and Dal Carnahan. That's quite a trio. And we're talking to another one in that atmosphere. Don Gamble, veteran promoter, rate championship winner, announcer, and Rapidon Racing host. Where can folks find Rapidon Racing nowadays to keep up with what you're doing?
Well, there's been so many changes with technology, AI, and just all the things that are going on. We have moved the Rapidon Racing information to our Facebook page, and anything that we correspond or that we do, it's on the Rapidon Racing Facebook page.
Well,
it's just that technology is just way ahead of what we can do.
Well, and a guy that was way ahead in so many ways, Don Gamble, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. The inaugural Don Gamble Silver Cup comes to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, June 20th. Be there. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
This July, it's more than a race. It's a full-on, wide-open NASCAR weekend. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, takes over Echo Park Speedway July 11th and 12th. Engines roaring, lights blazing. It's high-speed action on the track and tailgates that turn into stories. All under the lights. Bring your crew, make memories. It's a summer night you won't forget. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. Get tickets now at EchoParkSpeedway.com.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hi, this is Doug Rice of PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
I heard this 5 years ago with Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, I know what you're
gonna
say.
You think Jimmy Johnson forgot how to drive? You're an idiot. Shut up. Sit down. He's going to win 8 races in a row. I'm not putting Kyle Larson in that category. I think driver slump and team slump. I think this may be more of a team slump than a driver slump. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At The Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. I feel like anything that I could say, I could pile into this, but veteran motorsports photographer will just shape it enough for you. Josh James, our guest on the show this week. Eldora last week, the car of driver Mason Ziegler got sideways at full speed on the front stretch. It heads towards the inside wall where our guest Josh and other photographers were standing behind it in their safe zone.
Ziegler's car begins to flip wildly over and over through the air. As the dust settles, the car is destroyed, but Ziegler gets out okay. Not long after it, all of a sudden, Ziegler's car appears on social media, flying through the air with its nose pointed down, but still high above the ground, flying at close range to where I described Josh and the other photographers were. The car could have easily came and contacted directly the wall that you were behind, Josh. How did you go through those moments and bring back that epic shot that is just one of the sport's great shots that you have, one of many that you have gotten, but how did you get through those moments?
We're standing there watching and we're shooting the battles for the lead, and you start to see Mason get sideways, and you can figure that he's not coming to my exact location. I pick up the car as it's flying through the air, and he gets fairly close to the inside wall there past me. So I was fortunate in that aspect, but definitely some amazing captures. Glad he was able to walk away from that.
Glad he was able to walk away. Mason Ziegler, okay, and will race many other days, but Josh James capturing a moment that I think will live in infamy in his race career, for Ziegler, that is. And that moment can be seen on Josh James' artwork on all of his social medias. Josh is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. Well, the reason, I wanted to have a veteran photographer on was to kind of help fans know about photographers of all sports and what a day is like for a track photographer in the fast and furious, muddy, dirty, all kinds of motorsports world. What is a typical day like for you, Josh, at a racetrack?
You nailed it. It's getting up early, driving to the venue, getting photos of the venue, the overall overview of the racetrack, and maybe a sign as you drive in, and then getting the guys unloading, just capturing the overall atmosphere of the event, and then emailing things off to editors for editorial use, and come out and support this race today, and so things of that nature.
Getting there early and starting when the event itself begins to blossom out and bud out. Josh James, our guest, the veteran motorsports photographer on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Where did you pick up the style, though? One of the things that really sets, and makes me look deeper and deeper into the photos that you post seemingly every other day or so from great races all across the country. I don't know how you were able to do it, flying all over and driving or however, but, the faces, the images, the composition that you have, how did you develop that style?
Just over time, just trying to duplicate what I always liked seeing as a teenager and a younger person, capturing the faces and the emotions, not necessarily the face when they know you're looking, but, capturing the atmosphere and their natural demeanor, the raw emotions of the moment.
Josh James, veteran motorsports photographer on the ProFabrication.com hotline, kind of give us an insight into the world that we get to see the after product, but he has to live throughout the days and days and to be able to make our pleasure to be able to see his work. He is our guest. Who did you, when you were talking about, you liked before, who were some of those photographers that, you've kind of looked at as some of the folks that you wanted to be someday and now are?
Growing up in Western Kentucky, I think, Richard Cunningham was always a guy that traveled quite a bit. Rick Schwally, the Tony Hammetts of the world. These guys are just legends. They were driving, putting in the miles, capturing the images. And I never really thought of myself as traveling to these races. And, one thing leads to another, and, it's honestly a dream to get to see these events, get to hang out with the drivers, the personalities, the teams, just everybody involved in the industry. I'm so glad to be where I am in the sport now and thankful.
Josh James, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, veteran motorsports photographer, one of the watermarks, if you will, that you want on one of your photos in your career. Josh James' artwork is one that I think is one of those high standards. Have you had a driver that surprised you come up and say, "Hey man, thanks for the photo. That's one of my favorites." Do you get those kind of commentary from the guys?
Yeah, I've had a few that it's always kind of takes you off guard that you've really captured a life moment for them, that, you know, you've captured a moment of me and my son, you know, standing on the bank there at, you know, Peoria Speedway, or, you know, these guys that have won $100,000 races, and they're the best photos aren't necessarily the ones that are the posed victory lane shots. It's, you know, Jonathan Davenport and his son, Blaine, hugging after the dream last year. That was a big moment for them. And I, like I said, I'm just thankful to be there and be a part of it. Glad that I can offer them moments to look back on.
Well, we're glad that Josh James is a part of this show and our sport. He's our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Where can folks find Josh James' artwork on the internet so they can see what we've been chatting about?
Photos can be found at joshjamesartwork.com, and then Josh James Artwork on Facebook and Instagram, and Josh James 81 on X or Twitter.
A follow that will lead you to a lot of great photographs, not just motorsports photographs, but people photographs and images that you will recall for a long time. Josh James Artwork, thank you for taking the time to join us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon in turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs.
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Blaney, bottom of the racetrack. Chastain makes it three wide. He'd like to take a spot here on the backstretch, and he charges. He wants the lead in turn three. Ross Chastain shot out of a cannon from the sixth starting spot. He has already moved up to second. The battle now for third on the high side. Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst challenging low.
Kyle Larson moves up to the top side. Going to lose a little bit of ground.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Yeah, a lot of water out there in some spots, but not in others. Remember, if you can't go out and get to that grassroots racing track, there are plenty of pay-per-view opportunities out there, all on those great streaming services. But follow it all on PRN at the Track on our social media, X, Facebook, and Instagram. PRN at the Track social media powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust. Quality that wins. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.